Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. You know, the other night, there were six games on the NHL schedule. Five of the six ended in one-goal results. Two games were decided in overtime, another game went to a shootout, and that's just a typical night in the NHL. The man who keeps close tabs on all the games and the most exciting moments in those games is our Joe Tolleson, who has his top plays of the past week and starts it off with the heroics of Ottawa's Jason Spezza.
Alfredson half boards, left side, has it now patiently, looking for an open man. In the slot to Healy. They score! Jason Spezza! That's his fifth point and his third goal. The hat trick for Jason Spezza. And he has tied a career record with his fifth point of the night. 5-0 Ottawa, power play goal.
Sam, what a game for the Senators. Jason Spezza, Dave Schreiber, the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa. Spezza had more in the tank, assisting on the final Sens goal in a 6-1 rout of Montreal. His first career hat trick and a career best 6 points. A former Rocket Richard Trophy winner is trying to regain that golden touch.
Rive kept it in to Mikotic, to Chichu, to Rive on the point. He's got Chichu on the left, but he throws to the right side to Joe Thornton. Thornton's got Chichu breaking for the net. Tips to Mikotic. Chichu shoots. He scores! Jonathan Chichu gets the hat trick. He's mobbed by his teammates.
Dan Ruzanowski on KFOX in San Jose as Jonathan Chichu delivered the game-winning goal against Nashville to complete his first hat trick of the season. Thomas Vanek got the big money in the offseason, and now he has his first career hat trick.
Commonville looking for Kotelik. He didn't shoot. Over to Connolly. Connolly, there's an empty score! Thomas Vanek perfectly positioned for another deflection, and Vanek taps it in, and there's no hats coming out on the ice here in Ottawa, I can guarantee you that.
Rick Jenneret on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Vanek powered the Sabres to a 5-1 win over Ottawa. One night later, Buffalo relied on top-notch netminding.
Now it comes to Sandin again. He fanned on his shot, but it skipped out. Seconds remain. Long pass ahead. Brought back in over the blue line again. It's chopped away but not out. Antropov holding it in. Antropov backhand in front of the net. Cleared away.
Rick Jenneret again as Ryan Miller held off Toronto in the final minute for a 1-0 win. Miller made 35 saves for his third shutout of the season. Don't miss NHL excitement on Versus. Monday, the Red Wings and Avalanche renew their rivalry. Then on Tuesday, it's a Central Division dust-up between the Blackhawks and Blues. Coverage each night begins at 8 Eastern and only on Versus. Another season, another 30 wins for New Jersey's Martin Brodeur.
Gianta moving to his right, plays it off the boards to himself. Big slap shot. That's blocked. It comes to Langenbrenner. He can't control now. Plays it in front, and the rebound is put home. Garber made the initial stop, and Brian Gianta scores the overtime goal, and the Devils have won 3-2.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York, as Brian Gianta's overtime goal means Brodeur extends his NHL record to 12 consecutive 30-win seasons. Calgary's Dion Phaneuf whipped a wrister past San Jose's Evgeny Nabokov with 50 seconds to play to tie the game at 3, and then teamed up with Jerome McGinley with 25 seconds to go in overtime. Peter Maher had the call on Sports Radio 960, The Fan in Calgary.
Gotch couldn't control at the Calgary line. Here comes Phaneuf. He tied the game late in the third. He's into the Shark zone now in overtime. Passing this shot. Scores! Jerome McGinley from the left faceoff circle. The Flames win 4-3 in overtime.
Sam, great players make great plays, and that's why we're here each week to follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. Love the play-by-play calls from around the league.